News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaica is among several Caribbean countries that are to benefit from £300 million in grant funding from the United Kingdom. The announcement was made by UK Prime Minister David Cameron following bilateral talks with Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller at Jamaica House on Tuesday, September 29, hours after Mr. Cameron arrived on the island for a one-day official visit. The UK Prime Minister says the funds will support infrastructure projects across the region in order to enhance trade.
I believe this money could help to unleash trade across the region with new roads, new bridges, new port infrastructure to help speed up freight movements. And I believe it will help benefit British businesses who have the knowledge and expertise to deliver infrastructure improvements.
Prime Minister Cameron further announced that over the next 5 years, the UK will be pumping $9 billion into climate financing for initiatives in several countries, including Jamaica. Meanwhile, the UK Prime Minister has announced that a further £60 million are to be spent on development projects in the Caribbean region. Of the £60 million, £30 million will be set aside for new programs to attract investment and improve governance, while the remainder will go towards making the region's health facilities more resilient to natural disasters. Mr. Cameron says this £60 million, coupled with the £300 million in infrastructural development funding previously announced, will make the United Kingdom the largest donor to the Caribbean.
Now, together, this represents a quadrupling of Britain's support. It will create jobs and save lives. And you can take it literally as a concrete statement of my commitment to the Caribbean.
Prime Minister Cameron was addressing a joint sitting of the House of Representatives on Wednesday, September 30. Nearly 30 persons with disabilities island-wide are to receive empowerment grants totaling approximately $4 million from the Jamaica Council for Persons with Disabilities, JCPD. The funds are being provided to help persons who have either started a business or have an existing enterprise to further develop their engagements. Beneficiaries will receive training in bookkeeping and capital management in partnership with the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, and Manpower and Maintenance Services Limited. Executive Director of the JCPD, Christine Hendricks, says the grant and training provisions are aimed at better enabling the beneficiaries to successfully operate their businesses.
We know that persons with disabilities many times do not get into the regular job market, and so self-employment is the way to go for many of them. And for some too, the individual themselves can't work, and so this offers them the opportunity for a caregiver or somebody in their family who can manage the business on their behalf.
Ms. Hendricks was speaking in a recent interview with GIS News. And the National Land Agency, NLA, is urging property owners and caretakers to help decrease the likelihood of land title-related fraud by utilizing its Jamaica Property Watch facility. Chief Executive Officer and Commissioner of Lands at the National Land Agency, Elizabeth Steer, says Jamaica Property Watch was designed specifically to alert individuals about transactions relating to land parcels they own.
As long as you register with us and pay the subscription fee, we will tell you whenever a transaction is being made against that particular parcel, against a particular certificate of title. You have 24 hours in which to respond to us. We will send you an email. You then have 24 hours to respond to us.
Ms. Steer adds that the facility is reliable and was a key factor in the NLA being shortlisted as a finalist in this year's Public Sector Customer Service Competition. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Come to the Jamaica Information Service JIS head office at 53A Halfway Road, Kingston 10 for your Jamaican flags, heritage posters, and publications. Get 10% off all packages on Fridays when you wear the national colors to make your purchase. Offer available now through to October 30 while stocks last. Call 926-3590-4, email research at jis.gov.jm, or visit jis.gov.jm for details.